Line upon line, the living Christ. Paragraphs 3 through 4. The First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles plainly declare our central beliefs in Jesus Christ. Sacrament. The sacrament is a special time to ponder the Savior's atonement and to renew baptismal covenants. To help you focus your thoughts, you might try this during your next sacrament meeting. While the bread is passed, ponder mistakes you have made during the previous week. While the water is passed, think about what you would like to do better the following week. You could also read a scripture or a hymn that reflects on the life of the Savior. Spurious, not genuine, authentic, or true. Atone for the sins of all mankind. Since all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the need for repentance is universal. And mercifully, Christ's atonement fits sins of all sizes, whether the smaller sins of omission or major transgressions. Hence, when we turn away from our sins, the required arc of that turning varies from person to person, but it is necessary for all. Elder Neil A. Maxwell, 1926 to 2004, testifying of the Great and Glorious Atonement, Ensign, October 2001, page 10. We solemnly testify. To solemnly testify is to bear witness in a serious, sober, and sacred manner. In the Scriptures, there are several places where the Lord commands His people to testify of Him. See Isaiah chapter 43, verse 10, Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9, Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 62. As you study the Scriptures, try highlighting areas where someone witnesses of the life of the Savior. Vicarious, taking the place of someone else, performing, receiving, or suffering for another. Central to all human history, why do we need the atonement? For the answer, read Alma chapter 34, verses 9 through 18. Afterward, you could write down 5 reasons why it was necessary for Heavenly Father to send His only begotten Son to earth. Firstborn of the Father. I believe that He was born of Mary of the lineage of David as the promised Messiah, that He was in very deed begotten of the Father, and that in His birth was the fulfillment of the great prophetic declaration of Isaiah. See Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to 2008. In these 3, I believe. Ensign, July 2006, pages 2 through 8. Editor's note: this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected passage, only a starting point for your own study. End of note. End of the article, line upon line, the living Christ, paragraphs 3 through 4.